Hey, everybody. Welcome to another episode of the Bellied Up Podcast. I'm here with Miles, my very good buddy. My best buddy.
Hey, Charlie.
Hi, Miles.
Charlie is also a fine friend of mine.
Thank you.
What are we doing today? Where are we at?
Well, we are over here at the beautiful, exotic Denny's in Milwaukee, Wisconsin.
We came in here at noon today, Charlie.
Yeah.
And it has been bumping.
People don't work that
Wednesday
much in Milwaukee.
The whole time. It's great vibes in here. And great bartenders.
Great bartenders. Natalie, right?
Yep. Natalie's been She was manning the entire 40, 50 foot long bar just by herself.
Yeah.
Which was impressive.
She's been womaning that bar.
Yes. 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 Yes.
Yeah.
Thank you, Charlie.
You're welcome, Miles.
I'm excited to take some callers today. How about you?
Yeah, I think I feel it in my bones. We're going to have some good ones, you know?
Yeah, I can feel that as well.
What are you going as for Halloween?
I don't do Halloween.
Don't be a freaking wanker that.
I don't try and dampen anyone's excitement about the holiday. I just don't care about it.
What if you and I went to Halloween together as something? What would we go as?
I'd go as Charlie and you would go as Miles.
That'd be great. I would just have to I'd dust off your old football jersey.
I would wear the wrinkliest shirt I've ever seen. I would, if the party was at 7, I'd show up at 8:30.
Okay.
And then I would have 4 phrases that I would say the whole time.
Wow, that's a sick burn.
What else would you do for me?
For you?
Yeah.
I'd work on my... I'd tell everyone how much I've been bench pressing. I'd probably bring like the bench press you use, which is just a bunch of foam plates on like a PVC bar that you spray painted to look heavy, you know? And then I'd bring a bunch of Busch Lights and I go, and then I would compare a Busch Light with every other product at the party.
And
I do product reviews.
And the Busch Light would probably win out, don't you?
Probably. Yeah, and you'd just be like, it's just so cold. That's what I would do.
So that's what Charlie are going to do. Charlie and I are going to do on Halloween.
Mm-hmm.
Are you a Halloween guy?
I mean, I like it. I'm usually too lazy to come up with a good costume, but maybe I'll think of it this year. Maybe I'll think in advance, you know?
I don't know why we're talking about Halloween already, but...
I know, I'm just in the spirit. Well, people are starting to do their Halloween stuff.
That's true.
You're starting to get in the spirit, the spooky spirit.
What's been your favorite Halloween costume you ever wore?
Favorite one I ever wore. Oh, man. My mom made me a shark costume.
Oh, yeah.
It was a pretty cool shark.
Yeah. My mom made me a Fred Flintstone costume when I was a kid.
Yabba dabba doo.
Yeah.
I could see you as Fred Flintstone.
That was pretty fire.
Yeah, that's... Isn't it cool that our moms made us costumes?
Yeah, that ain't happening anymore.
No.
Not with Amazon.
No, I know. It's too easy to...
Kids don't honk their horns at the semis anymore.
I know. It's just... Shout out to the moms that sat there at the sewing machine, literally putting fabric from Joann's together to make you a shark or a Fred Flintstone.
Yeah.
Shout out to our
moms. Shout out, Mom. Nice work.
Heck yeah. All right.
Well, Charlie, should we get into some callers?
Yeah, let's do it. Let's take some callers.
This is Landon from Northern Illinois.
Landon,
what's going on?
Oh, just got home from work.
Where do you work?
How about you guys? I'm a truck driver.
Okay. Right. Well, Landon, where are you at? What you hauling?
Well, I'm at home now, but usually I'm on that left lane grain train, you know?
Okay. I like that.
I didn't hear you. You're on the what?
Oh, yeah.
The
left lane grain train.
Left lane grain train.
I don't understand what that means.
You're in the fast lane. You're moving grain. That's what I'm hearing.
Yeah, but Wisconsinists don't know how to be in the left lane going fast.
Okay.
You shut your dirty mouth, Landon. You guys zip through those suckers like There ain't no speed limit. We're just trying to follow that speed limit.
So, Charlie, I drove up from Chicago this morning, and I can confirm...
I'm sorry that you're in Chicago.
...that the Illinois folks do go pretty fast in the left lane.
The left lane is for openly breaking the law.
I mean, seriously, do you guys even have police around Chicago? What the hell?
Hey, I am not anywhere. I'm not Chicago.
All right.
I'm here to talk about, though.
Okay. Well, glad we set the table. So what's on your mind?
Yes. I'm from Illinois, northern Illinois. I'm about 90 miles west of Chicago.
I heard that somewhere.
And Illinois, it's a great state. It's a good state in Illinois.
It's okay.
If Chicago would just fall off into Lake Michigan.
A little Chicago Island?
Chicago suburbs can just go. It can just go under Lake
okay,
Michigan.
Okay, got it.
Sinkholes.
Not even hiding his animosity. So, I see.
Yeah. So everybody calls us fibs and all. I like to say we're pretty nice, and I think Chicago pretty much sets the table for that, and you don't really think about the rest of the state.
Yeah, I mean, that is true. Chicago is what we're thinking of when we think of Illinois.
Yeah, that's probably the only place you know in Illinois.
All right, well, it sounds like you're here to set the record straight. State your case. Why is Chicago the only fibs in Illinois?
Well, they're city slickers. They're all bastards. They drive like bastards. They're all... I don't really know. I mean, just the whole city. Like, I hate going near it. I hate going in it. I like to stay as far away as I can. And the rest of the state of Illinois is just relaxed and slow-paced and doing what we do on our own. And in the city, it's just so fast, all assholes and... Well, I don't know. I think there's a fine line between Illinoisans and Chicagoans.
Well, now you're sounding a little bit... You sound a little contradicting to me, though, because you started off the call saying you like living in the fast lane.
Okay, that's just when I'm at work, though. We don't have traffic out here.
Do you ever have to drive your truck into Chicago?
No, I don't.
A grain truck?
I just go south.
I don't know.
Yeah. What is a grain truck doing in Chicago?
I guess I wasn't putting all these pieces of the puzzle together. Where's the weirdest place you've gone as a... What's the weirdest thing you've seen as a trucker? First of all, I get your point. Not all of Illinois should be lumped into our thoughts about Chicago, which stem from the Chicago Bears and the Chicago Cubs. Okay, that's the epicenter for the hatred.
I'm a Packers fan.
Right. That's the epicenter for the hate is Soldier Field, and it expands outward from there. So yes, on paper you are a fib, but off paper you're, you know, a Packers fan, and that's got to count for a lot, and it does. But so we've got you there. Here's my question: you as a truck driver, what's the weirdest thing you've seen?
Oh boy, I see a lot of weird shit. I think the weirdest thing is just the amount of stupidity in some people. Like, that it is just crazy weird how stupid some people are when they drive.
Give us an example.
I mean, I don't really. So many people like to just hop out. They like fly past you, get in front of you, and then they slow way down. So then you pass them back, and it's just back and forth, back and forth. Or people that just pay no attention to trucks behind them, and
I'm getting into. Give us your top pet peeves as a truck driver about every other truck driver on the road.
About other truck drivers,
or about every other driver on the road. You as a truck driver, what are your pet peeves about every other driver on the road?
Sitting in the left lane. If you're in your car, there's no reason for you to be going under the speed limit. You see a lot of guys with their campers and motorhomes. You know, they feel like they're pretty big super truckers out there with their pickups and motorhomes. And they're going about 45 miles an hour in the right lane. That's a good way to get in an accident. Just stay off the interstate if you're going to go that slow. And people that don't use cruise control. I can't tell you how many times I'll get passed, and then I have to pass the same person back, and it's just leapfrog the whole time.
Well, my old car does not have cruise control, so not every car has got it, and sometimes it's broke. Okay, I like that.
That's like Jared had a Chevy Cruze that didn't have cruise control. It's a true story.
Really? Yeah. Like it wasn't just broke? Just
didn't come with it.
No cruise control on the Chevy Cruze.
Yeah.
What the hell?
I know, yeah. Horrible car.
So don't buy a Chevy Cruze.
Well, I mean, if you're paying attention, you should know what speed you're going anyway.
Well, no one's paying attention. Come on. I mean, you're driving for so long. You're a professional. You got to remember the rest of us are just amateurs. Hey, I always get nervous when I'm to the side of a semi. Should I be nervous when I'm...
Yeah, you should. You should be. Yes, absolutely.
Well, that doesn't make me feel good.
No.
Yeah, it's not supposed to.
Why should we feel nervous? Is that a big blind spot for you guys?
For starters, no. So, to be honest with you, the whole blind spot thing, it's horseshit. I mean, you have so many mirrors. You can see just about everywhere around
except
you.
Except for the blind spot.
That we can't see you.
So why is it so...
Like, my truck personally does not have, like, any blind spots on it.
Okay, so...
I mean, behind the truck, but if you're behind my truck, I don't care. You can hit me. That's not my problem.
Yeah, okay. So some trucks have blind spots, so that's why you shouldn't go to the sides of them.
Yeah.
What about drafting behind you?
No, the whole thing... The whole thing with this being on a side is you have 18 tires. Those things blow out. I mean,
oh.
If one of those blows out when you're next to them, you could be in for a world of trouble.
Well, yeah. And plus getting trapped under
one of those tires.
Plus getting trapped underneath a gas truck. That's the worst.
Oh, yeah. I don't think you'll know how bad that is.
A little Christmas vacation for you.
So anytime you're next to a truck, just zoom past it.
Just hurry up and get past them, then you can slow down if you want to go faster. You just said that's a no-go. No, I said if you're going faster than me, don't just crawl past me a quarter mile an hour quicker.
I see.
Right, because that's going to take 5 minutes.
All right.
So zoom by me, and then you can back off one.
Do you have any techniques as a truck driver where if a driver is kind of pissing you off, like, you got any techniques to kind of get back at them? Maybe ride like a 2 miles on the rumble strips, maybe splash some draft onto him as he goes by, anything like that?
So I'm not going to state my company's name just because of what I'm about to say.
Smart move.
But if there's a car sitting next to me and... Oh, that's another pet peeve. When a car sits next to you and they run you right into the back of another truck. So now you have to slam your brakes and slow way down. Well, guess what? You're 80,000 pounds. You're not going to get right back up to speed. So it's frustrating for sure. But so to prevent that, what I like to do, go to the right side of my lane. Say they're on my left. Go to the right side of the lane. And you just kind of flick the trailer at them. So then they think you're losing control. And they hurry up and get past you because they get scared.
Oh, you buzzed the tower a little bit.
Yeah, give them a little.
Yeah. You don't cross the center line. Don't cross the center line, but just kind of flick the rear end of that trailer over.
Yeah, give them a little juke move, 1-2 step, and keep on rolling.
Yeah, usually it'll scare them. They'll either slow down or speed up.
Or you get a big gust of wind, and then you go ass over tea kettle, and that's no good. What about people drafting behind you?
You know, a lot of people get upset about people, you know, riding on you, but for me, I could care less. If you hit me, you hit me. That's not my problem. I mean, that's honestly, I could care less if somebody's riding right up on me.
Do you have a phone number on your truck that says, how am I driving, and has anyone ever called it?
No, I do not. And I've had some complaints on me, for sure.
Well, you're whipping the trailer at them.
Right. And a lot of them, the boss looks at it and he's like, oh, that car's just an idiot. Oh, he deserved that. I mean, they really don't care because they know how it is
probably,
out there.
Probably good you haven't mentioned the company's
defensive
name.
Defensive driving. Yeah, for sure.
A lighter note question. How do you feel about when a car passes you and the kids in the back seat are giving you a honk the horn sign?
Do you honk it?
Oh, absolutely. It's almost like it's kind of sad. Nobody really does it anymore, but when kids do, I mean, it's like an adrenaline rush. You get so happy, like excited.
You're the star of the show.
That is sad.
Exactly. I mean,
nobody
likes to do it anymore.
Yeah, why? Kids are spending too much time on their iPads.
That's it. They're on their iPads in the back seat. They're not getting the trucks to honk anymore.
They're not counting the cows. They're not doing the honk sign.
No, it's a tragedy.
They're not playing I Spy anymore.
No, I mean,
the categories
this
game.
This year, I maybe have had two people tell me to do the arm to honk my horn. Maybe this year.
Damn.
And they were both like old people.
It's
you
like
get a lot of like
you
older
and me.
People.
Look, fucking Nancy's just bored with her husband and just gotta do something.
Give it a go.
They're listening to NPR radio and they're like, we gotta spice this up a little bit. Here comes a semi.
How do you do it when you do your honk? Give us your honk.
How do I do it?
Yeah, do you give it two pulls?
Like or is it like a brum, 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 brum,
brum, brum. It's usually a is it do like really quick.
Look at that.
One, a long one and then really quick.
I like that.
Someone should sample a truck noise and put it in a song. That'd be kind of sick, actually.
That would be cool. Maybe we do that.
Yeah.
All right. How close is your truck to you? Can you go give us a horn?
Half hour.
Yeah, we got time.
Yeah, we'll wait.
Yeah. I don't know about all that.
Are you
gas price in Illinois? It's outrageous.
Are you grabbing your keys? We're going to wait for you.
Yeah. And while we do that, what's the craziest thing you've seen at a truck stop?
At a truck stop?
Yeah.
Lot lizards. I mean, they're real, man.
What's a lot lizard for the kids at home?
Pretty much it's a prostitute that walks around a truck stop looking for lonely drivers.
Why do you know so much about them?
Yeah.
Essentially. you know, we're friends.
What are their names typically?
You usually don't get that information.
You don't get that information.
It's just not important information, Charlie.
Is that a big thing at truck stops? And is it usually at like the gas stations, the filling stations, or the rest stops?
If you were to be a truck driver,
it's usually by where you're parking.
Yeah, and if you were a truck driver and you were trying to avoid truck stops that had lots of lot lizards, where would they be?
Fair question.
Usually run down one in the middle of nowhere.
Middle of Wisconsin.
If you want to avoid it, go to pretty much. If you want to, Love's truck stop. That's a pretty nice one. You ain't going to see too much there.
You're not going to see any at Love's, but you're going to see some in Wisconsin somewhere.
Oh, stop it, Miles. We have beautiful truck stops.
No, I'm just trying to alert everyone so that they don't have to run into that.
You find like kind of a rundown truck stop, or what about a rest stop? You see all those truckers parked at these rest stops.
Oh yeah, you don't really see too much going on there. I really avoid those; they're always full.
If you are looking for a lot lizard or trying to avoid them, what shouldn't I do to attract one? Is there like a signal? Like sun blind down or anything?
Oh, yeah. Like the pineapple for swingers.
I mean,
what's the trucker equivalent to the pineapple?
I don't know.
Yeah,
I
you
tell
do.
You the answer to that one.
Yeah, you do.
Those lavas will come after anybody.
Okay.
So they're more of they're a predator type of species, is what you're saying.
Essentially, yeah.
What is your favorite truck stop in all of America?
I mean, I'm just in the state of Illinois, but definitely
Love's.
Their roller dogs with chili and cheese. Oh shit!
Yeah, you got to hit up a Holiday.
I mean, special. I don't know. Quick Trip's pretty good.
Quick Trip. Holiday. That's what I was going to say.
Big Quick Trip guy.
But
we don't have Holiday out here.
Well, that's your biggest mistake. No wonder you guys are fibs.
Does Love's just...
I'm not a fib.
He's very adamant about this.
I'm starting to see why you got some complaints about your driving. A little road rage action is starting to come through.
Are all you guys talking to each other on the... Are you guys talking to each other on the radios all day?
If Charlie and I wanted to get into that, what's some tips you can give us?
Yeah.
Into talking on the radio?
Yeah, we want to get a radio.
Oh, okay. Well, Channel 19, that's the overall channel that everybody's usually running on to talk. But, I mean, there's a lot. They don't talk over it as much as they used to.
Oh, why
We're
not?
We're losing
talking over about either road raging over it, or warning people about bears.
Warning people also about lot lizards as well. Don't go to this truck stop.
Oh, yeah.
Wait, did you say warning people about bears?
Sure. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. What about...
A bear is a cop.
Oh, a bear is a cop.
Yeah, Charlie. Duh.
Yeah.
Well, I wouldn't have used that animal, but...
I mean, because bears are on the road, too. You know,
watch
you
out for bears.
Yeah.
Yeah, once you get up north, not down here.
So,
No, I do have a...
Yeah.
I have a quick bone to pick with you guys.
Thursday,
you know, it's early in the morning. I was like, oh, I'm excited to listen to this next podcast, right?
I know where this is going now. Yeah,
yeah,
why don't you ask Charlie about that?
I didn't really get a fresh one.
I screwed it up, all right?
Ask Charlie about that one.
I'll give you a fresh one. You know what? I was pretty upset about that. We work so hard and to deliver you this free content every week. And sometimes, just sometimes, we just need a week to calibrate.
No, tell them the truth, Charlie.
I screwed up the schedule.
Yeah, Charlie.
Is that the truth? I messed it up. I screwed the pooch. I apologize. All right. Well, listen.
Yeah, that's fine. That's all I need to hear.
You can take your complaints to Channel 19, all right?
Yeah. there's another guy on this podcast as a truck driver, and he wasn't lying. You get a conference call going on the phone. You get about five people in there. You just talk all day. They'll ask where you're at, and you have no idea where you're at. They're so out of it, like spaced out.
That's awesome. Well,
one of these days, as we keep having more truck drivers call in, maybe we can just have just a truck driver episode.
Yeah, we
and
should.
And all the past truck drivers get on the line together and just let them do their
work.
We
should try and do a conference call.
Yeah. You know? I mean, you should hear some of the stuff we talk about is just so random and out of the blue. It could have nothing to do with what we're originally talking about. It's just wasting time.
Well... Thank you very much for calling in today. We really appreciate that. Appreciate your time. Sorry about the lack of the fresh episode. I will do my best not to screw the pooch on the schedule again. And, you know,
not trying to do the Midwest goodbye here, but I would like to say, I know Miles isn't really a fan of this, but Charlie, I'm an owner of the Green Bay Packers.
Yes.
Oh my God.
You're the second owner to call in today. I am also an owner. Do you have that framed in your truck?
It's in my office, actually. Okay. I have an office at my house for whatever reason.
Hell yeah, you do, dude. Because you're a hardworking dude. You deserve yourself an office.
Every NFL owner should have an office.
Exactly, yeah, right? He should have an office. He's an owner.
Oh, yeah. I mean, it's framed. I mean, it looks good.
Well, I will
go
see
Packers.
You.
That's all it is. All it does is look good. It doesn't do anything else.
I'll see you at the Super Bowl, huh?
Yeah, absolutely. I think we got a shot this year, Charlie.
Hell yeah, we got a shot. I put money on it.
You know who doesn't? The Chicago Bears.
Oh, no. They got a shot in the head.
This was their year, though.
Yeah.
But, I mean, I heard
done.
Jordan Love's the new owner. So.
Yeah, Jordan Love signed that contract week one. Yeah.
Oh, yeah, he did. Yep. Well, all right. Thank you, guys.
Real good. We'll talk to you soon now.
Yep. See ya.
All right. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Miles.
Bye.
Heck of a fella.
No, you only because he threw that last comment about being a fake owner of the Green Bay Packers.
Oh, no, he's a great guy. I don't care that he roasted me for not getting a new episode out last week or whatever week this comes out 2 weeks ago.
Yeah.
He's a good guy, man.
Good guy.
Love the truckers.
We got to get more truckers.
Tell your trucker friends. Give us a call. Hello. Welcome to the Bellied Up Podcast. Who is calling?
Fidel, yeah.
Okay.
How you doing, Fidel? Where are you calling in from?
I'm calling in from La Crosse. I'm doing pretty good.
Nice. La Crosse. Very cool. What is on your mind, Sidel?
Well, so my boyfriend and I are many years from getting married, but we have talked about the day and like imagined what that would look like. And the thing is, he wants to wear a full camo suit.
A full camel suit, you don't say.
You don't say. Charlie's wearing camo as we speak.
Yeah, I am. So,
and I'm going to be honest, it sounds like you're not loving it, so I don't know if you're going to love our advice.
I mean, I just kind of want to know how I can compromise with him so that, you know, we can still incorporate what he wants without having just complete head-to-toe camo.
Sit down.
You know, he wants to have, like...
Say no more. Say no more. I completely understand. You want to compromise here, okay? So right now, as it stands, you're wearing a traditional white bridal gown.
You're wearing white?
Yes.
And okay. He is wearing camo. So very simple solution. You just make your white dress blaze orange, and then you got gun season, bow season.
That's a good one, Charlie.
Oh, no.
Now, back up a little bit. Before we get into a compromise, we need to figure out if a compromise is even needed, Charlie. Let's talk about camo. A lot of times when someone's getting married, there's a lot of trends that go around, right?
Yeah.
Colored suits.
Yeah.
My dad had the little thing that went around his belly.
One of those. A cummerbund?
Yeah, cummerbund. I actually think he wore a gold one, if you can believe that.
What is he, royal?
Remember the like the frilly thing that goes down the front of the shirt? There's a lot of trends that go on with weddings and what guys wear, correct?
Yes.
Now, the goal, I think, is to pick something that's timeless.
Yes.
And I can't think of anything that is more timeless than camo. How many years have people been wearing camo, Charlie?
Since I can remember, Miles.
I think since they were in the cave, they were rocking camo, don't you think?
Yeah, rocking is also what they were doing in that cave.
They were. Come knocking when we're rocking.
If this cave's a rocking, that's the full phrase. But you probably should come knocking if that cave's rocking because there's an earthquake, you know, and should we get out the cave's not where you want to be in an earthquake.
But am I wrong about camo baby being the most timeless trend of all time?
I think you're right on the money with that one, Miles. So we have a timeless aspect to it.
It goes with anything, especially white.
Sidel is so unimpressed with what we're giving her so far.
I think she's kind of a little bit like, you kind of got me there with the timeless. Am I wrong?
Did we get you there?
I don't know about that.
All right.
I don't know about that.
Have you expressed your disdain for this groom garb choice to your groom?
Yes.
What did he say?
Yeah. I mean, there have been days when he has, what did he do? First he brought in, he asked his, Xbox friends.
They're playing Call of Duty.
Opinion on it.
They're playing Call of Duty.
For yeah. Sure.
And what did his, Xbox friends say?
I think they said you're ridiculous.
Oh, really? So he's got some friends that have been trained.
Yeah. and I think they kind of said just go with what she wants.
I mean, that's also great advice.
And we have kind of talked about what if he wore a camo vest. And maybe have a camo handkerchief instead of the whole thing. And he could have he wants to wear cowboy boots too. And he could have camo on his cowboy boots. I think that'd be okay. Camo accents.
Okay. I see you trying to talk
about so far.
Why would it be so bad if he wore camo?
I hate camo.
You hate camo.
Okay, well, we may.
I don't like it.
And yet you love him.
Yes.
And he loves camo.
Yeah. And I am coming to terms with the fact that it's in my life. He does have camo sheets. So we've been sleeping on camo sheets.
I mean, let's take a step back. You knew what you were getting into. Yeah, there.
This is not a surprise. Camo sheets? Damn, this guy's cool. Yep. When
what does a gal do when you go to his house for the first time and he pulls back the, well, it might have been a camo comforter as well, but he pulls back the duvet cover and you see camo sheets? What went through your head?
I think I was like, oh no.
And did you
because I
go?
Was just like, huh?
Did you leave?
I did not leave, no.
Well, I think that's kind of on you. You didn't really set a good precedent from the start.
Yeah, maybe.
What if you told him you just need to wear a regular suit and that's the end of the story? What would he say?
He would put up a fight. He definitely would. He wouldn't just go, okay, fine.
Now, another question. I do this a lot with Ann. I say that I'm going to do something pretty ridiculous up until the very moment that I do it, and I don't do that because I never planned to do it in the first place, but I just did it to get a rise out of her.
To bluff.
Yes, the old bluff technique. Do you think that's what he's doing, or do you think he's pretty serious?
It's mostly a bluffing sort of thing. He wasn't a big fan of getting married when we first started dating. So, like, you know, I think that just when we talked about getting married, he was like, I'm going to wear camo so that you won't want to marry me.
So so hold on, Charlie. We maybe have another caller that's called in before that you might want to have a conversation with. That this sounds eerily similar, Charlie.
Is this fella a trophy buck hunter by any chance?
He isn't.
Okay.
Throws him under the bus.
he sucks.
No, he sucks at hunting. I mean, we're always going hungry.
He gets a doe, Max.
We have been together for 3 years, and he hasn't gotten a bus in that time.
Oh. So why is he trying to wear camo to your wedding? What is he?
He's got a...
What's he trying to prove here?
I'm not sure. I know he likes guns, and he likes... It's not a very... I feel like mostly hunting is like a hobby. Very, like, it's just another hobby. Like, it's not like his passion. But he just likes camo.
Right. But it would be kind of ridiculous if my hobby was model trains and I was never able to put a model train together and make it work. That would be like, well, it's not really your hobby. You're not very good at it.
And on top of that, he's riding a model train down the aisle to get married to you.
He's dressed as Thomas the Train down the aisle, but he can't put a model train together.
That would be awesome. Yeah. Okay. So not now, does he hunt? Is he just
now, Charlie, before we not successful? Dog him too much here.
I'm not dogging him. I'm trying to get some facts straight.
The thing is... I can empathize with that. You go hunting for the camaraderie, the goddamn camaraderie, not so much the deer. So I guess I am kind of back on his side a little more, that it's not about getting a deer. It's about hanging out with the fellas.
Yeah, I agree. I mean, look, I haven't got myself a deer in 2 years. So I get that.
Did you wear camo at your first wedding?
No. What an asshole. I did not, actually. So, okay. You know, this is the stuff I got to put up with here. I'm trying to dive into this a little bit. Does he go every year hunting? I didn't even remember the response to that. Does he go every year?
I I think he did skip one of those years. I think he didn't go. But he also, he usually probably hunts like 2 days out of the season.
Okay. So now is he a duck hunter? And what kind of camo are we going with? That's a very good question we haven't asked yet. Is it duck pattern? Is it like a real tree sort of bow hunting deer pattern?
Is it Desert Storm?
Yeah. Camo? Is it, did he serve in the military?
So he's a deer hunter, and I think we're going for real tree because that is his sheep are real tree sheep. They've actually got the little logo in that.
Is he trying to save some money by having a tux made out of his sheets?
Oh, I hope not.
Is he a
well? Why not? What's are the sheets not in good shape or?
No, he's had those sheets since he was in high school.
If those sheets could talk.
Yeah. Is he a bow hunter? Yeah. Is he a bow hunter?
No.
Okay, no. So he's not even wearing camo when he, it's not associated with anything but his love for camo.
I'm
going to
be honest, Charlie, I think he likes camo for Call of Duty.
Do we know what kind of, it's real tree, but that's not what they got in Call of
Duty. I know, I'm very confused.
Yeah, I'm confused by this too. Okay, the point is what we've established here though, is he doesn't have a hard connection with the camo. You know what you could do? You could start roasting him a little bit about, like, why are you wearing camo? You're a gun hunter. It's not even the right thing.
Yeah,
you know? Well,
why are you wearing camo? Our fridge is empty.
Our freezer is empty. Yeah. Sorry, hon. If you can't fill the freezer, you can't wear camo.
I thought you were going somewhere else with that, but.
Miles. Yeah. Miles. Well, so, and what day is the wedding?
Oh, we are years out. He has not proposed to me. We haven't picked a date. I'm 21. He's 22.
Oh.
But we just imagined it.
But what I would say is don't blink because you may take a nap, wake up, and you're 25 years later, and he still hasn't proposed, and he still goes hunting, and he still doesn't have any venison in the freezer. And you and the other gal that called in the other time will end up in a support group together, and it's going to be a whole thing. So I would say don't blink.
They wrote a country song about that. How much? So how much you like this fella? Scale 1 to 10.
A 10.
You're in on it. And if I asked him, how much does he like you? What is he saying?
I think he would also say 10.
Nice. And how long you guys been together now?
3 years.
3 years. From the time you were 19 to the 20 to the 21. Is that 2 years? 19, 20, 21? That's 3 years. Well, you guys, they got time to figure it out.
He's bluffing though.
He is bluffing.
And I think that's why you maybe like him a little bit. He's got a good sense of humor. He likes to get you riled up. And I think that you're going to probably win out in the end.
Yeah. What does he do? Is he a student or does he have a job?
He's a welder.
He's a welder. The other thing to keep in mind is like a camo suit. They don't just have like camo suits out there. It might have to be a custom deal. So he's going to have to start saving up now for it.
Well, he should save up for the ring first.
Yeah, he should save up for the ring. Did he make any mention
about...
Wouldn't
that be funny if he had like a camo tux fund, but not a wedding ring fund?
If he were to give you a ring made out of deer antler, what would you say?
I think I would actually probably find that cool.
You'd find that cool?
Yeah.
That's kind of cool.
I like taxidermy and stuff like that. So I think I would actually think that's pretty cool.
You guys seem like a decent fit after all.
And also, we kind of dog this guy a little bit, Charlie.
Yeah.
He sounds like a good guy. He sounds like a guy I'd like to play Xbox with.
Yeah.
So I don't want you guys to
I didn't realize you guys were 21 at the start of this. I thought this was a 28-year-old question, you know? I bet you he's bluffing. I think it would be cool, you know, if you got on board with that. Maybe start you know, start putting on some camo every now and again. Look at your, check yourself out in the mirror.
Oh.
Don't like, knock it till you try it.
Damn, that is a real fine tree. You know what I mean?
Maybe.
Hell yeah.
Honestly.
Get yourself some duck camo.
I think he'd probably like that.
Oh.
Too much.
Oh.
That's what we're trying to help our buddy out now. I'm sure you could get some custom camo gear and maybe try and convince him to propose, you know what I mean?
Oh, yeah. You can get him to propose pretty quick with certain camo items.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, we'll...
She's like, I tried that.
Do you want him to propose now? When do you want him to propose, ideally?
I want him to propose like 3 years from now.
2 years from now? Three.
Oh, yeah.
Like three.
Yeah, that's good. That's good. That'll give you plenty of time to feel this situation out. You guys are young. Don't worry about this yet.
He hasn't got his adult brain yet, so
he'll
snap out of it.
Yeah. Or he won't. Then you'll have your answer. So
there we go.
Yeah.
Well, good luck in 3 years on getting proposed to.
Yeah, thank you.
Awesome. Thank you for calling in. Do you have anything you want to buy, sell, or trade? And why is it his camo sheets?
Oh, if I could get somebody to buy those sheets.
You can't.
I don't know if I think I...
You shouldn't.
I think I would rather find a dumpster to buy the sheets.
No, yeah, that's not enough. You're going to need to burn those suckers.
There's a demon.
Yeah.
There's a demon that needs to be released in those sheets.
Yeah.
That sounded weird, but you get what I was going for.
They've got this nice little hole in them. One time he was playing with a knife and he just cut the sheets.
I'm going to be honest. I think I'm going to draw the line at getting details on what is or isn't on your guy's sheets.
But it makes a lot of sense. He was playing with his knife and
is that
cut
what he
a
told
hole in
you?
His sheets.
Lot of friction.
I was there.
Oh, wow. I didn't know that's how you guys roll.
Oh,
lot of friction.
Well, it's been so nice chit-chatting with you.
Yeah, me too.
All right, we talk to you soon now.
All right, watch out for deer.
You too now. And your fiance, boyfriend, soon-to-be camel-wearing husband. Watch out for him. It'll be tough. Because he's in camo.
He's in camo. You're not going to see him.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
All right. Good. Real All right. good. See you soon now.
Bye. Bye-bye.
If I'm at that wedding, where's the groom at? You know, before the ceremony.
Oh, you would triple down on that.
Oh yeah. God, I wonder if the groom's gonna show up. This is kind of embarrassing. Are they gonna call it off?
Hey, has anyone seen the groom? why is she marrying that bush?
I thought this was an indoor wedding. Oh, we would have a field day.
I hope they invite us.
All right, Charlie, take another caller.
Let's do it. Folks, it is prime color season with the trees are changing from green to orange. And just like orange, the color of those trees, we have Tippy Cow Orange Cream, which is also orange, just like those trees, the fall colors. And every fall, I do the same thing. I say, you know what I want is something to match the trees. And I look throughout the entire liquor store thinking I'll find it, even though I know it's sitting right by my bedside all along, and that's my orange tippy cow. It's a beautiful rum cream concoction that pairs so well with a smoky fire on a fall, crisp autumn day. Forget your, your pumpkin spice, whatever the frick. Forget it. Get yourself some tippy cow. Tip it on back. Tippy cow. Ta-da. Miles, our glasses didn't clink. It's good.
This is David. Oh, my gosh. I'm on.
What's up, David? How you doing? Where are you calling in from?
Well, right now I'm in Mississippi, just heading home from work.
Where do you work at?
I don't want to be too specific, but it's a small community, but I'm a park ranger. Let's just leave it at that.
Park ranger in Mississippi. Okay, David, the Mississippi park ranger. How's that gig? Sounds awesome.
Honestly, it's a dream job. I mean, I get paid to be in the woods. I mean, how better could it be?
My God, honestly, if this whole thing goes south, I'm going to try and be a park ranger. That job sounds sick.
You would be a good park ranger too, Charlie.
I think so. I would. I love being out in the woods.
Well, maybe that's our first question for him.
Oh, yeah. This isn't about me, Miles.
Well, what makes a good park ranger?
Yeah. And sorry, I have a terrible memory. Hang on. Is it Dave? Is
that no. Dave. Yeah, that works. Dave works. Yeah.
No. What's your name?
Well...
David.
David.
Whatever.
Awesome.
Yeah. Well, to make a good park ranger, how afraid are you of, like, wildlife?
Not afraid.
Kinda.
I mean, some wildlife.
Okay,
bears I'm actually cool with, but the squeezles that slither, I tell you what, they're, you know, I'm really scared of a wolverine.
Well, I haven't ran into one of those.
Neither have I, but
I ran into, you know.
Oh, sorry. Go ahead. What'd you run into?
Oh, bears, bobcats. I mean, you name it. Yesterday, I actually found a gator, and she had, like, her little, her babies were about maybe, like, 6-8 inches long. I mean, they were young.
Wow. What are gator babies called?
That's huge.
Are they called gatelets?
Good question. I don't know.
Well, you're a park ranger, David. You should know these things.
I don't know everything. If I knew everything, I wouldn't be a park ranger.
He did get you there, Charlie.
He got it. Bobcats scare me, man. Bobcats are fine. Mountain lions, those would be scary. Bobcats aren't that scary,
yeah,
are they?
Nah, they're only, like, bigger than a house cat, and they'll run away from you.
Yeah.
They're pretty cool, though.
Yeah. I seen one once crossing the road.
Oh, wow. Yeah. You'll see them on the road. Yeah.
Yeah.
They don't know how to drive.
No, he got across safe, though.
Yeah.
Charlie, stop.
So, actually, I do kind of have a question for you.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. What's up?
I have not participated. I will clarify that by the start in case anybody I know is listening.
Uh-oh. Sounds erotic.
Policy allows us to have, you know, one at lunch, you know? One little beer.
Oh.
I know nobody out that does that, and I'm sitting here wondering, is it just a setup to try and fire people?
No. I'm surprised, though, as a park ranger, they allow you to have beer at work. I'm surprised, but no, I don't think that...
Not at work. At lunch.
At lunch.
You're off the clock, you know. Yeah, and I'm not saying which park ranger I am, you know.
No,
that's why I had
David from Mississippi park ranger. He's not saying who he is.
That's a cool policy, man. No, you tip one back. That's not a trick. That's not a trap. That one.
Well,
beer,
even if it's in the policy,
yeah.
You got a court case and you can own the whole forest after that.
You can.
Know?
Hey, I like your play on words there, Miles.
Yeah.
Yeah, I know.
Okay.
I mean,
yeah, I'm skeptical.
No, I wouldn't be. I would. Yeah. There's only one way to find out, David. You test that. Put it to the limits.
I mean, I'm too nervous too, because I like my job too much.
Well, and honestly, that is kind of the type of honor that I'd like to have in a park ranger, Charlie.
An honor?
Yeah. to have honor.
Oh, to have a beer with a park ranger?
No, no.
I'd like to have a beer. David, I'd like to come down there and have a beer with you.
He is honorable in that he doesn't want to break the rules, and I think that's a good feature to have in a park ranger, and I'm starting to think maybe you wouldn't be a great park ranger.
Oh.
Because you've already been talking about breaking the rules.
It's
that was
the long insult, David. I cannot be a park ranger. I do have a lot of park ranger questions, David, but I want to get through all the questions that you had for us.
That was the only one. I'm all ears now.
All right, man.
I mean, you called a podcast with two guys on a Wednesday, bellied up to the bar drinking beer. I think you kind of know our answer is going to be that you should definitely have a beer.
We're saying
lunch.
Take advantage of that. What are we going to say? No. What's the weirdest thing someone's done on your watch? I mean, not physically on your wrist, but.
I got probably too many to count, but
good.
I'd say the weirdest one. probably.
You see anyone fornicate in the woods, David? Any fornication that's not a bear? Yeah.
I've come up on campers doing some nasties, and
outside the tent,
you just kind of keep going. You just kind of ignore them. Okay. You know, just keep going. I mean, you know, people are out doing what they want to do. If they want to enjoy it, you know, I just ignore it.
Good. That was a question. I didn't know if that was indecent exposure in God's country, but you really are doing as they do. On the Discovery Channel.
I'm not law enforcement, so
it's kind of like
I don't deal with the law.
If they could film the Discovery Channel there, you can probably do what they do on the Discovery Channel. So, okay,
what's the weird? You just let him answer. What's the weirdest thing he's seen?
I know.
I think he was about to.
Sorry.
Yeah. Well, I mean, the weirdest thing I've seen was I was in a park late at night. And, like, everybody has their theories. And if you guys really want to, you know, well into it, there's a lot of philosophies about scary park stuff. But I was driving in the middle of nowhere in a park. And, I mean, it was miles and miles to the nearest place because this was a remote one out west. And it's, like, 2 a.m. at night. And there's nobody around. And we're just driving after a couple of us are out stargazing, you know. And we see a person just cross the road.
Wow.
And it makes no sense why somebody would be hiking this late at night, also in this such a remote area. You know, you'd be setting your tent up at night already, you know?
Yeah.
And so that was just like a little spooky, and we just kind of like kept going back to our dorms after that. I'd say that was the most like kind of out of context spooky thing I've seen in a park.
All right, let's just, where is this located?
I'll say out in the desert area park.
Like around Joshua Tree?
So,
no, not Joshua Tree.
Okay, but a desert park. And you just saw someone. How long were they walking? Like, did you look at them after, see where they're going? Nothing? Or was this a ghost?
So I ain't saying it's a ghost, but I'm saying you didn't see them after they crossed the road. We only saw them cross the road, and then they disappeared again.
Well, was it dark?
I mean, it was pitch black. It was midnight. It was like 2 a.m. You couldn't see nothing.
Couldn't see nothing.
Well, so you were by Joshua Tree. Is that where?
No, he said he wasn't. He just says he's out in the desert.
Okay, well, were you by Burning Man? Because that could have been
a Burning Man situation.
No, I didn't go to. I didn't do. I wasn't part of the Burning Man situation with all the flooding out there.
Okay. So what do you think was going on then?
Honestly?
Yeah.
Some spooky things happen in parks, man. I think it could have been somebody that, you know, an old Westerner trying to get to California. I don't know.
Oh, I love the story there. I love the story. An old gold prospector.
Oh, okay.
Trying to walk it, still walking his way to California.
Okay. Did he
think about it?
Was he gliding across the road? Was he stomping? What was kind of his demeanor?
It was just like a saunter. Just like a casual, like you're heading into Walmart, you know?
Yeah, he was just shitty about it. He was just strutting along. Did he notice you guys?
No, didn't even look. Just straight head.
You saw a ghost, dude. You saw a ghost. It's freaking awesome.
I think so. I don't want to.
Tell us where.
Hey, it's some weird stuff.
Come on.
I plead the fifth.
All right. Give us some.
I can't say.
What is the most common thing you write a ticket for in the park?
I'm not law enforcement. I do visitor services. So I do like storytelling and stuff like that. But actually, I kind of
are you telling us a story here, David?
Yeah.
Are you twisting
we
us?
Gotcha.
Are you pulling us a ball of yarn? I didn't get that phrase.
I would
right,
never.
I was
dang.
Not born yesterday. You almost had us.
What's the coolest thing you ever seen an animal do?
So this is actually not a story. This is actually the truth.
Uh-huh.
Oh, so you're saying the last story wasn't true?
I want to believe it was real.
I'm going to let you guys ponder that one a little bit. But this one, actually the coolest thing I've ever seen an animal do. I was taking a friend on a hike.
Yeah.
Because they were visiting me, and I was, telling them about, you know, a lot of national parks, weren't always national parks, and so people kind of lived in the areas or right by neighbors, kind of thing, and they were, farmers or lived on the land. And as I was telling him, I was leaning up against an apple tree, and I kid you not, I look up to say, just like this tree here, and I point up to go look at the apples, and I was gonna pick one, and there was a female bear just like laying in the lowest branch. If I would have jumped up, I could have poked her, and I actually woke her up accidentally, and so she started clicking her jaw, and I just kind of was like, all right, so I'm gonna teach you about wildlife safety. We're just gonna back away slowly, and
you found yourself a blue bear. So it was this a black bear down in Mississippi, or
no, this one wasn't in Mississippi. This was different when I was in the Northeast.
What kind of bear was it?
Female black bear.
Female black bear. Okay, I want to do a little bear training for folks out there. If they see a bear, what do they do? All right, so let's start with a black bear. What do you do if you see a black bear?
Honestly, the first thing you're just going to do is start shouting. Just say like, "Hey, bear!" Clap your hands together. I often put a piece like a rock in an empty Gatorade bottle, and that's the best thing you can have to shake. Because any unnatural noise is going to scare that bear away.
Yep.
That's all you got to do. Just shout, "Hey, bear."
What if I'm more of a Powerade type of guy? Will that also work?
Fair question.
Fair question. Can you fit a rock in the bottle?
Can you?
Yeah, if you find the right rock.
So
am I supposed to just have rocks? What if I'm only in a location with large rocks that can't fit into a Powerade bottle?
Stomp your feet, clap your hands, make yourself big and loud and scary.
Make some noise, because a black bear. If a black bear comes to you, you can fight a black bear.
Yeah, you don't want to run away. You want to stay in your ground. You want to shout and scream and get in its face.
Yep. Okay. Now.
Oh yeah.
What about a brown bear?
Start praying.
That's it.
Oh no.
You got nothing like. Is bear spray, would you even attempt bear spray? Some people bring out a gun. I don't do a gun. I bring out bear spray, but I still think I got no chance.
Well, here's what I'll say. If you know how to use bear spray is really great to carry with you.
Yeah.
Just
don't point it to you.
Kind of in a Z pattern.
Oh, yeah.
Exactly.
Tell us how do we use it?
Kind of very similar to a fire extinguisher. You want to spray like kind of in a Z pattern,
For the folks at home who maybe don't know this, me and Charlie do, but how do you use a fire extinguisher?
Oh, well, that's the whole pass method right there. You pull the pin, you aim, squeeze, and sweep.
Sweep. You say
firefighter training.
You say the Z pattern.
Yeah, so like think of like a Z, think like when you're spraying your bear spray, spray it and like if you're drawing the letter Z.
Okay, and why do you do it that way?
Covers more area.
Distribute it to spread it out, but also to make sure you're getting doubled back on where you sprayed first. The other really important thing, the most important thing, and the reason why I say don't use bear spray unless you really know, know which way the wind is blowing, because it'll blow back in your face and you don't want that.
Right. Right. So let's say you got a bear right in front of you coming at you, but the wind is blowing in your face. Do you just duck?
What kind?
A grizzly.
What kind of bear?
Grizzly.
Well, hopefully you don't get close enough, but yeah, you'll want to, if it's coming at you, you're starting to fight you, you want to tuck up. I mean, fight off if you can, but tuck up and protect yourself, because they'll do some work on you.
How do you tuck up? You get on your stomach and cover your neck? Is that it?
Pretty much, yeah. Lay down, fetal position.
Okay.
Yeah. It's real facts.
What if you see a polar bear?
Take some cool pictures. I mean, polar bears are pretty cool.
They are.
But,
be the last picture
you ever
take. I
think the odds of seeing a polar bear, I mean, yeah, that's why I say you probably get some good pictures. But the odds of seeing a polar bear, I feel like, are very, very slim for the average person, though.
Yeah, that's true. Miles, any further questions?
No, I think you guys are nailing it. So, you got anything else, Charlie?
No, I really appreciate you calling in. You've saved a lot of lives with your bear safety. You gave us a great ghost story. We answered your question. Absolutely drink that beer. And we appreciate you calling in.
I don't think so, but okay.
Well, I think it's fantastic advice.
Oh, okay. All right.
Knock one back
on your
trip.
I don't think I will be bold enough.
Well, you'll get there one day.
What's up?
Maybe one day you get there.
Okay.
Then maybe you'll be brave enough to go talk to that ghost.
Oh, yeah, I mean, that's not the first weird thing I've seen, but it's been the weirdest. So I'm sure there'll be more.
Well, you call us back in and let us know anytime. Give us an update on the weird stuff you see out in our national parks.
All right. Y'all take care. Have another beer for me.
All right, we'll do.
Have a good one.
Watch for bears.
All right.
Well, Charlie, what a good guy.
Yeah, very good guy.
I'm not going to lie. He kind of had me, but he didn't really on the story. Did he get you?
Yeah, I think he saw it. I think he was either that or he found himself some peyote. Take some of that stuff. You start seeing people walking.
Ayahuasca or whatever it's
Ayahuasca.
Called.
Ayahuasca. Yeah. Medicinal mushrooms?
Yeah, something like that.
Psychedelics,
well, Charlie,
man.
I think that's another episode of the Bellied Up Pod.
Another one in the book. Miles, it's been a real pleasure.
Me too. It's been a pleasure for me to sit here with you. And thanks for informing everyone about the bears.
I didn't. David did.
Yeah.
Yeah, thanks
it's
to David.
It's also good that we were able to clear up for all the listeners who'd never used a fire extinguisher as well.
True.
To do that. So
yeah.
That
definitely really not good. You. Yeah.
Yep.
Well, that's it for now.
We'll see you guys in the next one.
Bye-bye.